pussy on that day, I was acting cool, cuz. Nigga, what's up? I'm extra hard, you cuz. I don't fuck with you, cuz. You disrespect me.
Woo!
I don't fuck with you, cuz. You disrespect me.
Hello, hi, cuz. Hey, you guys. I hope you guys can hear me. Let me make sure everything's okay here. Let me put my other screens. Give me just a second. You know, this screen likes to, like, go off. Okay. Hey. I know it's been a minute. Y'all can hear me and see me. Okay, that's what's up. Yes. I've been gone for a while, but today I got time, cuz. I hope you guys are doing good. I enjoyed my vacation. It was interesting. Vacationing is not like how it used to be with the whole C-19 and all these damn restrictions and customer services shit, Uber super expensive. So I can't wait till my house is done. My house is going to be my vacation. Good news is while we were gone, because we did the showing while we were gone, I got several bids on the house and I made a decision. So my baby, my little, you know what I'm saying, house here, I'm selling it. So that was like the best news to hear when I came back from vacation is that, you know, I got good offers and it's a family. So it's not a corporation. I wanted to stick with families because I want a family to enjoy my single family home. It's beautiful. So we'll be out of here soon. But for now, my house is still like a damn model home. So I'm just in front of a white wall, you know, until we leave. But thank you guys. Thank you so much. It's been a child. It's been a long few months just getting everything prepared and packing and decluttering and having to deal with like all this new construction. But my house was up there with the new construction and got several offers. So God is good. This was a great investment. And I'm so happy I invested and bought this home when I did 3 years ago, because I definitely made a good sale off of this house. So it was definitely a blessing. So I'm back here, back at work. It's been insane. It was crazy because when we were on the plane, I was watching live TV. First, I was watching The Joy Luck Club because that's my damn movie, honey. That is my favorite Asian movie, The Joy Luck Club. So I was watching that. It ended. I said, okay, let me see what's going on with the trial because I knew they were supposed to be concluding that day. And so I log on and, you know, they're waiting. And then finally the verdict comes down and they find Derek Chauvin guilty of all charges. So I was definitely happy. And I'm hearing this as the plane is landing. So once the plane landed and I turned on my phone, it was like text message, DM, just so many messages from people letting me know that he was found guilty. And I felt like my city could finally breathe, you know, somewhat of a sigh of relief. So when I landed, my homegirl hit me up and she lives in Minneapolis anyway. So I was like, I'm going to drop the kids off and I'm going to head over south because I knew everybody was going to be on 38th, you know what I'm saying, celebrating and everything else. I had just gotten out the plane, dropped my stuff off, met up with her. We went to the south side and the energy there was beautiful. You know, it was really nice. I had posted some video on Instagram, you know, like near the end, they started partying. They was playing F the Police. But the energy was beautiful. I was running into so many Southsiders I hadn't seen in years. So that was just awesome. I loved it. I'm just going to show y'all a bit. And I can't play too much music because you know YouTube be tripping and shit. But Minneapolis turned the fuck up, okay? And, you know, and I was just happy because people don't understand all this stuff that we've been going through up here. With everything, again, the whole riots and the kickoff of 2020, you know, it started here in the Twin Cities, you know, started in Minneapolis, it spread across the river to St. Paul, and then it just spread across the nation. And we were all on literally pins and needles waiting for this verdict. We didn't know what was going to happen. And then especially with everything that happened with Dante Wright, you know, it's like everybody ran to go loot and riot again. So it's definitely pins and needles. So I was happy to hear that he was convicted. We don't know what the sentencing is going to look like, and I'm not worried about that as of now. What I did not appreciate was people coming to the comments section and talking about, I guess at that time, the 15-year-old girl had gotten shot. And it's like, I literally just got off a plane. I don't know everything that's going on in the nation. I'm worried about my neighborhood and where I'm from in Minneapolis. I'm not worried about everything else right at that second. And you have people trying to come to me like, oh, you didn't hear about the 15-year-old? And why aren't you talking about the girl who got shot? It's like, because I just got off the fucking plane and I don't know. I don't know the situation. And once again, I'm the type of person, I don't allow social media to play with my emotions. I'm never going to speak on anything until more facts come out, preferably the body cam footage. So people who are coming at me crazy because I'm posting us celebrating, like I should be ashamed that we're happy, we're breathing a sigh of relief because somebody else got shot. Please have a tall glass and shut the fuck up. Half of y'all are just Twitter warriors. Half of y'all are just social media activists. All y'all do is just go around and troll and try and shame people. People are just weird. Thank you. Thank you, Anthony David. People are weird. They were literally mad because I posted videos of us on the South Side who have nothing to do with the situation in Ohio. Why y'all not going to influencers in Ohio and telling them to post about the situation? Why are you harassing somebody from Minnesota who literally just got off of a plane not even an hour ago? Make it make sense. So that's why I didn't post it. I was focused on my city, okay? So anyways, let me go ahead. Look, Rochelle says T wants all the smoke. Yes, I just had to address that because I thought it was just very rude. Like, you're trying to shame me behind some, like, as if I shot her. What the fuck you shaming me for, bitch? I'm confused. But so let me also tell y'all this about Dante Wright. More information has come out about his situation. Okay. So again, the media, so many different stories. So initially they were saying that his warrant was for weed. You know, it was a weed ticket. Come to find out, it was not a warrant for weed. It wasn't a warrant because he had an illegal gun and he had also had been charged with robbing a woman. Him and one of his friends, they robbed a woman for $800. She had allowed them to spend the night and they put a gun to her head and robbed her. So that they're probably going to, now that more information is coming out, they're definitely going to use that for that police officer to say that that's why she was scared and she's going to cry her white woman tears. We ran his background and he ready, you know, put out a gun on another woman. I'm just keeping it real. Another thing I find very strange, you know me, I'm going to be honest. I don't have a dog in none of this fight, in none of these fights. I just speak my truth. Facts are facts. People can try and water down stuff to make them sleep better at night. I'd rather just speak the truth, right? So another strange thing that I find very strange about this situation, right? Looking at it esoterically, because I'm in the Twin Cities, okay? Do you guys know that George Floyd's girlfriend, the white lady, she was Dante Wright's teacher when he was like in third or second grade? I believe third grade. What's even more crazy, I don't know if y'all know about that coincidence. I told you, I don't believe in coincidences. So you mean to tell me in less than a year, two high profile murders happened in the Twin Cities, okay? Brooklyn Center, Minneapolis are literally 10 minutes apart. And George Floyd's girlfriend, the one who looks like a crackhead, who's, you know, strung out on opioids, she was Dante Wright's teacher. But now, this is the craziest part, okay? My son's best friend, he's one of my son's best friends. He was in school. He was in the same classroom. So he sends my son the picture of the yearbook, and it's Rodney and it's Dante, and they're in the classroom, and the teacher is George Floyd's fiance, girlfriend, whatever. He had no idea that that was his teacher, because when you're in third grade, you don't assume 10 years later your teacher's going to be strung out on fucking pain pills. So he didn't even know until Dante's auntie brought it up and said that that was the teacher. So this teacher taught my son's best friend and Dante Wright. You can't make this shit up. You can't make it up. Okay? He sent me pictures. I'm not going to post the pictures, but it's a yearbook picture. You see the teacher. You see Rodney. You see Dante. It's like, what in the world? This shit's crazy. People talking about it's a small world. Okay. Y'all better look at this shit esoterically. It makes no sense. Let me go ahead and read some of these super chats here. Nana Nia sent 1999. She says, just showing you some love. Miss you, sis. Congratulations on everything. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thanks for coming through, sis. Candace A sent $50. Thank you, Candace. She says, just stopping by to show some love. I'll catch you on the playback. Stay blessed. Thank you so much, sis. Let's see here. Clayton Chester says, T, just wanted to say thank you for always exuding knowledge, wisdom, and personality. I know it's hard and draining sometimes, but you push through regardless, and that inspires me. Love you much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I appreciate the love. It is very draining, you know, because again, when you speak the truth and when you're not afraid to call stuff what it is, you get attacked. You get death threats. Like everybody who speaks the truth on social media, you know, they've all been attacked. They all get threats. And it's so unfortunate. But again, we're not, I'm not at least going to stop speaking my truth. It just is what it is. You know, we live in a world now where people just want to walk around with blinders and they want to hear shit that makes them feel good. This channel is not for you. That's what you're looking for. Go and watch fucking James Charles or go watch Shane Dawson or one of those, you know, fluffy lily white YouTubers. I don't do that here. You know, so thank you for just supporting me, regardless if you agree or disagree with every single video I put out. I appreciate that. Lucky Chime says, good evening, T. I'm a stan if it's okay. If I send you tea, since some other fandoms do, I don't expect you to report on any everything. Just want to keep you up to date. I'm the one that DM'd you about the rappers AI voices the other week. Okay, well, thank you so much. Just send me whatever tea you have in the DM. I really appreciate the support. Thanks for coming through. Nessa Love sent $24.99. Thank you, Nessa. Appreciate it. Darius Carter says, much love and respect to you. I'm going to watch the playback, keep being one of the world's best journalists. Thank you so much. Ariana Hopkins says, Black Kings. You know what, Ariana, go stop. She said, the Black Kings constantly do not stick up for Black women. We are our only protectors. Mm. Thank you for the super chat, love. Theater Bethia says, you better preach, T. We love you. And you really help open my eyes to the world. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Chilla Girl says, hey, T, missed you. Traveling isn't the same, T. Amen. I've canceled trips. I'd rather be in my own city. And whenever things normalize, I'll get back to normal. I agree. It's not the same. It's really not. It's sad, but it's not. Radiant Sunshine says, I just had surgery and wanted to show you love. I'll catch the playback. Thank you so much, sis. And I'm glad everything went good with your surgery. Therapy Queen says, good afternoon, T. Just stopped to show some support. Not back to work. And I will have to catch the playback. Thank you so much. Thank you for the $50 super chat. I appreciate you. So, yes, it's a lot going on. Now, talked about the whole thing with Dante, George Floyd. So now we have another shooting, the one that everybody wanted me to talk about and post. Well, actually, even before I go there, there was another shooting people was harassing me about to talk about while I was on vacation. 13-year-old boy got killed in Chicago. T, you need to go live. You need to talk about this right now. The police are out here just killing people. And I'm like, well, what are the details to the story? Because what happened? Not excusing that a child gets killed. But again, I keep telling y'all, this is 2021. Y'all are not playing with my emotions. I'm not posting shit. I'm not, you know, until I know the details, I'm not posting anything. I'm not speaking on it because it's not fair. Okay. And so I go to research the story on the little 13-year-old boy. And so while people ran to the streets of Chicago to protest and you know, were angry, and it's sad, don't get me wrong, he's 13. You know, I have teenagers. But what bothers me, I feel like there's something in the mix here, okay, with the media and social media. It's like the truth is not, it's not being told in its full context with these stories. We hear police, folks come running. Got the banners out, got the flags. Oh, lives matter, Black lives matter, Asian lives matter, whatever. But nobody ever goes into the full context. So as I'm researching the story about the 13-year-old boy that y'all keep sending to me and demanding that I talk about, I find out that the 13-year-old boy was outside at 4 o'clock in the morning. Okay. On top of that, he was out there at 4 o'clock in the morning with a 21-year-old ex-convict gangbanger. And guess what they were doing at 4 o'clock in the morning? for y'all who don't know. Because see, y'all just see what's on Twitter, then y'all run with it. So guess what they were doing at 4 o'clock in the morning when he should have been in bed, ready to go to school the next day, either physical school or damn distance learning. Either way, at 4 o'clock in the morning, he should have been asleep. But instead, him and the little gangbanger were shooting at people's houses. They were bucking shots at people's houses in Chicago. The police just happened to be out there. Okay. Somebody said 2 a.m. Okay. 2 a.m. Let's just say 2. I heard 4. Maybe it was 2. Either way, 2 a.m. Curfew in my household for a 13-year-old. You're in bed by 10 p.m. I don't know how y'all households run, but my 13-year-old, he's 15 now. He's not going to be out here at 2 o'clock in the morning just doing whatever. Okay? See, folks don't want to have real conversations. So I don't care if it was 2 or 4. Either way, he was outside early in the morning with his gangbanger friend shooting at people's houses. So as they're shooting, those shots alert the police who just happen to be there. They pull up on them. They don't know it's a 13-year-old because they're assuming like most folks, 13-year-olds are in bed right now, sleep. He gets to running with his friend. Okay, I'm speaking truth here. Thank you. This is for the folks who don't know what's going on. Like I said, some of y'all might get offended. This ain't the stream for you because I'm not here to sugarcoat shit. The police pull up. Him and the 21-year-old, they start running. So they know that these two have just got done shooting at somebody's home. So as he's running, he runs by a fence. He drops the gun behind the fence, and then he goes to put his arms up. The police officer really only has a few seconds to react. The kid just had a gun. He was just shooting. He dropped it, but by the time he put his hands up, the police shot him. And then they went to render help. Unfortunately, the 13-year-old boy lost his life. While this situation is so tragic, no 13-year-old child should lose their life. But why can't two things exist? Why can't we say like, damn, this is tragic, but where were the parents? Did the parents know he was out there at 2 o'clock in the morning? Did the parents know he was running around with this 21-year-old doing what the fuck ever? So everybody's out here marching and upset about the police who shot this young boy who was shooting somebody's house. And you know the sad part is, had he shot somebody's house and shot somebody in their bed sleep, it wouldn't have made national news. It had just been more minority on minority crime. But because you had an officer, now everybody's turned up. Now, let's also talk about this other case that's going on in Chicago. I don't see a lot of Black Lives Matter people, you know, marching for this. Now, there's a march, but it ain't being covered. It was the last time I seen a coverage on this young girl was 3 days ago. So the little girl, she's 7 years old, beautiful little girl. Let me get her name. Want to make sure I got her name right. Jocelyn Adams. She was 7 years old. I don't know if y'all heard about this. Now, initially, remember, we were in the Discord. Initially, when it came out, folks tried to say the police shot the baby. That was the first rumor. That's why I keep telling folks, y'all better stop letting social media hype y'all up and not get the full story. Because when it first came out, they said the police shot the baby. This was the video, this short-ass video that was going viral. Let me show y'all this really quick. But then when people in the Discord started researching, we found out this was not a police-involved shooting. Let me show y'all this. This was the initial video.
Shit, they killed the baby. Look. Oh, shit.
Baby.
Shit, they killed the baby.
Okay. So y'all seen that video. So like I said, initially going off of Twitter and, you know, social media and Instagram, people thought it was the police. Then come to find out, this baby was in the car with her daddy, this little girl. The daddy been out here doing some shit. I don't give a damn what nobody say. People don't just ride up on people innocently and buck your car 30 times. The car had 30 bullets in it. Anybody in front of him, anybody behind him, they could have been killed as well. I'm sure the shooters did not know the little girl was in the back seat. because she might have been so low. They might have known, but they may have not known. They were aiming for him, and they were just shooting up the car. They end up killing this baby behind whatever the father was involved in. Because like I said, for somebody to catch you on the street at McDonald's means that there was a hit put out on you in the hood, and they was to kill you on sight. Again, I'm not seeing a lot of the same energy with this case, with this baby who was innocent, who had nothing to do with this fuck shit, like I'm seeing a bunch of other stuff. Let me go ahead and play y'all this news article. This is just very disturbing, this whole, the whole case. Let me see.
Chicago police say one of their officers took Jocelyn Adams out of the car and gave her CPR in the back of an SUV as another officer raced to the nearest hospital last night. It was not enough to save her, but her family says tonight they've personally thanked that officer.
Jesus gave it to me.
The agony and the outrage over Jocelyn Adams' death is not just that her life was far too short. She was just 7 years old.
I'm a grandfather. Those are my grandbabies. It hurt.
It's that her last moments were so very ordinary, so relatable.
I was in this drive-thru last Thursday with my child getting chicken nuggets.
We could have been in the drive-thru line when this happened. None of us are removed from what happens each day in our community.
Just yesterday, this space now filled with balloons and love notes was a crime scene.
He couldn't breathe on the phone, and he was just like, Ma, just kept saying, Ma, come get me. They just shot up my baby. They shot my baby up.
Police say Jocelyn Adams was shot and killed when two gunmen ambushed her dad's car in the drive-thru lane of this Westside McDonald's. Police have not said if Jocelyn's dad, John Tay Adams, was the target. Records obtained by the I team show he is currently on parole for a drug case. The 29-year-old father has a long criminal history, charged and convicted with multiple Class X felonies. There is no prayer that will bring Jocelyn Adams back, but the community, her family says, can control what happens next.
I know that Jocelyn will not die in vain.
That's right.
This right here is the beginning of the change that we need.
That's right.
Tonight, faith groups say they have.
All right, let me come back on the screen. So you guys just watch that story. It's heartbreaking. Now, somebody just sent a super chat. They said, hold up, where'd it go? Just disappeared. Hold on. Let me pull it up on my other screen. B. Summerson, $4.99. She says, I heard the father does not want to cooperate with the police because of the no snitching code. Shaking my head. Now, I haven't heard that yet, but I wouldn't be surprised. They're talking about they don't know if he's the intended target. Stop playing with my fucking mind and emotions. Like, we're not dumb. He clearly was the intended target. Okay? 30 shots in one vehicle. They were looking to kill him. And the fact that he has a lot of felonies, a lot of arrests, I can imagine all types of dirt that he's done in the hood. Again, the crazy part is that sometimes these parents are out here doing all types of bullshit, and the energy that they're putting out here then ends up coming back around and affecting their innocent children. I wonder if he shot anybody else's child in a drive-by or taking somebody's life for them to come after him to want to kill him in the McDonald's drive-thru. But again, this is not even being covered like that. And the only reason I really believe why it even went viral is because initially they thought the police were involved, but the police were running to grab that baby and take her out the car. But remember, it was that 9-second video when they don't kill the baby, and everybody ran with it. Well, not everybody. Some folks ran with it and said it was the police. So I believe that's what caused the video to go viral. If it wasn't for that going viral, it'd have been business as usual, like it always is in Chicago, in Minneapolis, in New York, in all these big cities where people of color getting killed all the time by other people of color. And that's the sad part. Let me see here. StarSky051 says, thanks for the content. Thank you so much for the $49.99. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming through, sis. Miss Fifth says, I'm going to drop kick YouTube if they unsubscribe me from you again. This is the third time. Love you, T. Thank you. It's crazy. And people were asked, like, oh, you've been sitting at like 900,000 for like the past 6 months. Well, that's why. They're constantly unsubscribing people off of my channel. It's like they do not want me to hit a million because, again, you can't have somebody like me at a million. I'm speaking the truth. But if I was just sitting here making videos all day, you know, shaking my tits and my ass and talking about who's fucking who 24/7, oh, they push that through the algorithm. But when you make videos, you know, I talk about the celebrity bullshit too. This is a celebrity channel. But I try and mix it in, you know what I'm saying, and drop a few gems in my videos that can help people. And it seems like those are the videos that they don't like. Now, if I'm just talking about some regular nonsense, oh, it's approved and it's monetized. If anything, this stream probably demonetized just because of everything I'm saying in this stream, because it's not fitting the mainstream narrative that they're trying to push. Marlon Harrison sent 20 says, when you posted the picture with you and your sons, all that came out, all that came out asked to be your daughters-in-laws. I did see a bunch of comments, people asking for my sons' phone numbers and could they date them? I don't know, it was just weird. I was just like, okay, all right, thank you for the compliment. But, you know, these are my children, you know, at the end of the day. Thank you so much. I appreciate the super chat. Deanna Sanfai says, sins of the father visit the child. Yeah, that is just terrifying, especially with her only being 7. And, you know, kid, child, at that age, they love McDonald's. So she's probably excited to get her chicken nuggets, her Happy Meal, you know, only for her to be shot dead in a drive-thru. It's just sickening. Briara Campbell says, did you hear about the 16-year-old shop? Okay, we're going to get to that next, Brianna. Thank you. She says, I believe the officer was in the right. She was going to hurt two little girls fighting. Thank you for the super chat. Alicia Wright, the father posted a video on social media of him urinating on the grave of a gang rival last month. He knew they were looking to retaliate. Oh, my gosh. Now, I didn't even know that. Just from, you know, being raised around the bullshit, you know when it's a gang hit. But the media's like, oh, we don't know if he was the one they were looking for. Bitch, I do. And I'm not even from that fucking hood. So Alicia just said that the father posted a video on social media of him urinating on the grave of a rival gang member. First and foremost, this man is 29 years old. It's not a 15-year-old father. 29. And you're posting videos of yourself on Facebook, peeing on somebody's grave. And now your baby is dead. That's why he don't want to talk. Because he know he done did some fucked up shit. You know, the attention seeking, the wanting clicks and views and you know, thumbs ups, not realizing how this can come back to befall your family is just sad. So if anybody needs to be blamed for the death of that little girl, not just the killers and the idiots who did a drive-by at McDonald's, but also the father and his foolishness. This is sad. Thank you so much for that bit of information. I appreciate it, Alicia. Life of Key says, Auntie, I watched you since high school. I'm now 25 in graduate school to become a nurse practitioner. You helped me become the woman I am today, especially mentally. I don't fall for any BS because you taught me better. Sending you love always. Thank you so much. Thank you for the super chat. I really appreciate it. And I'm glad. I'm glad that you learned things on my channel. You've been able to utilize them in your real life. That makes me happy. Makes me feel like a little proud mom. So I appreciate you, sis. Let's see here. Black Tinkerbell G says, if these men don't get their shit together, you will be our demise. Yeah, that whole situation is sad. Thank you for the super chat, sis. Kiwana Spencer says, regarding the 13-year-old preach and teach tea, some ain't ready to hear the truth. I truly enjoy your show. Thank you. Thank you so much. Like I said, you know, people want you to jump in front of the bullet and you know, put your neck out there. I'm never going to speak on something until the facts come out. Even with the whole Dante situation, folks wanted me to speak on it. As soon as he got shot in Brooklyn Center, you need to post this on your Instagram. No, I want more information. And they released the body cam footage pretty quickly. And do you know there were still people cussing me out? Because I said in that video, we're not excusing the officer for being a dumbass. At that point, it hadn't come out that she had been an officer for 26 years. We didn't know she was an old officer or a rookie. That information hadn't been released yet. But I said in that video, he seemed to be complying at first. Then he jerked from them, jumped in the car, and drove off. For every action, there's a reaction. Don't let your reaction be the final action that you have on earth. It just didn't make sense. And folks were mad. He has the right to jump in the car. They could have just shot out the tires. Like, what world do y'all live in? This is not a movie. You can't do stuff like that. You know, like me and my homeboy, we had a conversation. He's like, man, I've been pulled over so many times. This is getting ridiculous. I said, yes, but the difference is you've always made it home. I said, and why did you make it home every time your ass been pulled over? Because you damn complied. He was like, damn, T, you right. So let's stop acting like, you know, let's stop excusing stuff. That's my issue. Is the officer wrong? Yes. She's been arrested. She'll be facing prosecution. I think by 2022, Minnesota's going to go bankrupt with all these settlements. Because you know the family's going to get money too. You know, but at the end of the day, he did jerk off. He did jump into the car and drive off. He knew his supposedly baby was in the car. The girlfriend was in the car. So he put other people's lives at risk too. But it's like, you're not allowed to say that. And it just doesn't make any sense to me. Just like the 13-year-old, oh, he was a baby. He was a baby. And that baby was shooting somebody's house. So if he would have shot your child, would you be screaming that he was a baby? It doesn't make any sense. It's really, really sad. You know, we have to be able to have these honest dialogues. Queen Sanfire says, listening to you is like listening to a preacher on Sundays. Love you, T. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, sis. Thank you. Michael Jackson, hey. Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? You've been hit by, you've been, oh, I'm sorry. A smooth criminal. All these damn smooth ass criminals and shit. Anyway, I don't know. Your dad just did something to me, boo. Says, I love you, T. Watch you for a moment. And the no snitch is heavy, built in the Black community, and the killing and is killing it. But no one talks about that. Exactly. The no snitching thing is a shame. That's your baby, but you don't want to snitch. But we all know why he don't want to snitch. His ass is probably in a gang too, and he's going to retaliate the best way he knows how. He's going to go kill one of the ops. So let's keep that real. That's exactly why he's not going to snitch. So it's going to be more tit for tat, more black on black violence and things like that. Because if he was serious about getting justice for his daughter, he'd tell everything that he damn knew. Period. Risa Rochelle says, hey, T, I've been following you since 2015. I emailed you, DM'd you, everything. Please add me to the Discord. I appreciate everything you do. Thank you for always keeping it real 100. Thank you. Thank you so much for the super chat, sis. I appreciate you. Thanks for coming through. Hey, Lexi. Lexi sent 499. She says, people need to stop telling you what you should post. The Joy Luck Club is my movie. Those Asian ladies went through it. Love you, T. Yes. I watch that every time it's available on Delta Airlines. That is my movie. I'm like, Joy Luck Club on here? I ain't seen it in a damn year. I love that movie. I was introduced to it in high school. I had a home economics teacher who she didn't do shit. Okay? Her and her little friend, who is another home economics teacher, they would just sit in the back of the class and gossip and sip tea. And they would put that movie in for us at least once a week. What are we doing today? We're watching the Joy Luck Club. We watched it last week. Sit down and watch the damn movie. Me and my friend are talking. So that's how I got introduced to the movie, because they didn't do shit in that class, didn't teach us how to cook, didn't teach us how to sew. But I remember the Joy Luck Club. That was my movie. Let's see here. Do they still got home economics? Is that something back in the day? I see a lot of confused kids talking about home economics. It was like a cooking class in school. They teach you how to cook and shit. Y'all don't have that no more? Damn, they done took out all the programs? Home ec was the shit. Every now and then we'd be in there frying chicken and, you know, making meals and stuff like that. They don't have, oh my God, somebody said, what the F is that? Somebody said, no. They don't have home ec? Oh my God. Ooh, times have changed. I feel old. Yes, when we were babies, they had, not babies, but like when we were younger, they had home economics. And you would cook. They teach you how to cook and clean and, you know, be a decent person, I guess. But our home economics teacher, they were hella lazy. They were cool, but they were getting their moves, but they didn't want to do shit. And they just make us watch the Joy Luck Club. That is so funny. Okay, so some schools have it. Other schools didn't. Wow. Wow, I didn't know they got rid of that. Woodshop is gone. I remember I was in Woodshop. I was in the metal class. We could make metal and shit. Welding, I think that's what it's called. They used to have all types of good programs when we were in high school. Now y'all just have gym. Anyways, y'all, so let me get back on topic here. Kia Kiki says, as Black people, we can't behave and do the same things as other people, especially when it comes to the cop. We're taught this from a young age. Exactly. And that's the same thing I said in the Dante video, that everybody don't have the complexion for protection. So you just got to move differently. It is what it is. It's not. Is it fair? No. There's a lot of shit in this world is not fair. Hell, I wish I was a 5'11 supermodel walking the runways of Paris Milan. It would never damn happen. Does that mean that, you know, my life is insignificant because that's not how it played out? Absolutely not. You know, you just have to make the best of what you've been born into and learn how to deal with it. And complying, unfortunately, is one of those things. All that arguing with police officers. You know, sometimes, now I'm not going to say it's happened a lot, but I've been pulled over at least once or twice in my Lexus. Y'all know I got a nice-ass Lexus. Ain't but a few of them here in Minnesota. I've been pulled over by the police. Like, damn, that's a fancy car. Let me go ahead and pull over. And they pulled me over. They asked for a license. They asked for insurance. I give it to them. And guess what? I'm free to go. Why I was pulled over the one time they said I didn't turn on my lights. Well, my Lexus is like a damn spaceship. I didn't know all the buttons at the time. I thought the lights were on. I turned on the car. The beams went like this. I guess it didn't keep the lights on. So he was like, yeah, your headlights are off. You got to turn it on. And I had to figure out which way to do it. Easy problem. But imagine if I was like, do you know who I am? I'm a big YouTuber. You know what I'm saying? And pulled out my camera and put on a show for my Instagram following or for my YouTube live. It's like, you know, you can't do things to escalate the situation. It's just not that serious. I'm not dying behind a headlight. And even if I was in the wrong, give me my ticket and then I can fight it in court. I got babies to think about. So I don't know all this extra shit that people be on social media with the police. I don't get it because I've been pulled over too. And it's never gone like that. It's about energy. You give people respect, you'll get it back. And am I saying that there's not bad cops? No, there's definitely bad cops out here. There's definitely some assholes, but that's when you have to know, you have to have restraint as well to not escalate the situation with a bad cop to make it worse where he might pull out a gun and do something to you. You know what I'm saying? Joshua says, RIP, lovely T. RIP to your mama, motherfucker. Bye. We're not claiming that in the fucking name of Jesus, bitch. So anyways, you know, it's like you just have to have common sense. But again, you have folks who want to fight the police. You got folks who want to make excuses. You know, so I guess I'm supposed to just be mad and cuss them out for pulling me over because my headlights were off. Absolutely not. I'm not doing that. You know, so again, you have to comply. That's just what it is. A lot of times we don't have the same leeway as other races with the police. Is it fair? No. But the truth is the truth. So it is what it is. Child, you know, Blackiana, honey, I will rebuke a fucking devilish troll in an instant. Don't come over here with that bullshit, bitch. We're not speaking that into existence. I done made it this far, ho. So now, I want to talk about LeBron James and all this mess that he done got himself involved in. So if you guys do not know, there's this story that went viral about this young girl. This is the one that they were coming to my Instagram page. They were in their feelings. They were upset because I wasn't posting about her when they wanted me to post about her because I was in South Minneapolis celebrating the, you know, the verdict. And so this young girl, her name is Makiyah Bryant. And so it went viral, I think 2 days ago. They said she was shot by the police. She didn't even do nothing. They just walked up and just bam, 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 they shot her. So I'm like, okay, I need more details. I'm not going out for Instagram comment sections. I'm not going out for Twitter. I'll wait for the police video to come out before I speak on it, before I post it. Until this day, I haven't even posted anything on my Instagram about it. So that's how I think. Because I understand, even though my platform is not as big as some people, you know, you got people got way bigger platforms than me. LeBron James has a huge platform. I love him as a basketball player. I know that. I'm Team LeBron. I love Savannah. I love the baby. I love Bronny. When they came here to play Minnehaha, I went to the game. You know, so I support the Bron family. But what LeBron did in this instance was just kind of foolish. So LeBron done let the woke crowd hype him up on social media. And he decided to post this really quick. Let me share my screen here. He since deleted it, but you know, there's no such thing as deleting on the damn internet. So he says, "You're next. Hashtag accountability." So that is what he posted. And a lot of people really disturbed by that because they're like, do you even know the full story? Have you even watched the video? So then the body cam footage came out, and then strangely enough, he deleted it. Child, let me go ahead and play out this clip real quick here. Give me just a second. I have so many clips up. Okay, here we go. So this is the story concerning the girl. All right, here we go.
Caution you, the images are difficult to watch.
Police body cam video shows Micaiah Bryant's final moments when a Columbus, Ohio police officer responding to a call gets out of his car and seconds later fatally shoots the 16-year-old girl. Authorities say Bryant was threatening two other girls with a knife.
It's a tragedy. There's no other way to say it. It's a 16-year-old girl.
Officer Nicholas Reardon, who joined the force in December of 2019, was responding to a 911 call.
We need a police officer here now.
Video shows Reardon approaching a group of young people in this driveway.
What the video shows is the female with the knife attempting to stab the first female.
Reardon fires his weapon four times, striking Bryant. Officers are seen and heard performing CPR. Body camera footage shows a knife on the ground. The city released video from the incident within hours and launched an independent investigation.
We have to ask ourselves, what information did the officer have? What did he see? How much time did he have to assess the situation? And what would have happened if he had taken no action at all?
The Columbus mayor pushing for transparency during the investigation.
That investigation will help us determine whether or not there was a violation of any laws, policies, or procedures. And if there were, the officer will be held accountable.
Officer Reardon has been placed on administrative leave for the duration of the investigation. Meanwhile, tonight here in Columbus, civic leaders are calling for calm.
Okay, so let me go ahead and come back on the screen here. So you guys just watched that video, okay? Now I'm going to say this. Once again, while it's sad that another young person had to lose their life, again, for every action, there's a reaction. And there was just too much mess going on in that video. So first, the initial story that was spun on social media is that Makai was the one who caught the police. She caught the police because she's about to get jumped by two girls. And then she was shot by the police. But then nobody can find the audio of her calling said police. But they did find the audio of the young black girl in the pink calling the police and saying that, you know, they were threatening to stab her and that somebody needed to come quick. So that is all that the police heard over the walkie-talkie when the call came in. So now, another thing that bothers me is when you watch the video, let's have a real conversation here. The police are coming upon a scene of chaos. People are fighting. You have, I want to say it's Micaiah's father. That's what I've been hearing. I don't know, the big black man that was there. You have him there. Micaiah pushes the first girl. She falls to the ground. Then, okay, so it was her father. Then you have a grown man kicking her in the back of the head. Did you guys see that? You have a grown man kicking her. No, Deborah Mitchell, I'm not a Republican, bitch. It's called speaking the truth. I don't subscribe to any political party. So you can get your ass off my channel spreading falsehoods. The same idiots who were trying to say that I was a Trump supporter. And then when he lost and I was laughing, then I was getting cussed out by Trump supporters. So, bitch, know what the fuck you're talking about before you run your ass over here running your mouth. I'm not a Republican, okay? I'm team common sense and truth. I don't need to be a part of anybody's political party to have common sense. I have eyes, okay? And so what my eyes are telling me is that this entire family was nothing but agents of chaos. Y'all see the police walking up. That alone should have stopped everything. If Micaiah was the one who caught the police, wouldn't she have walked up to the police and started talking to them like, oh my God, I'm glad you guys are here. These are the girls who are trying to jump me. That wasn't what was done. When the police walked up, wouldn't the big black daddy had stopped fighting and you know, not kicked this young black girl in the back of her head? So when the police are there, they don't care. They're just fighting. Don't give a damn. Folks got their cell phones out. So all of these adults in this area are watching this fight go on. Now, one adult thought to break this up, break up these teenagers, have them stop fighting. No, they'd rather call the police and film it. And then you have her daddy jumping in to kick somebody. So now Micaiah sees the police. The girl in the pink is holding her dog. And Micaiah runs to go stab the girl. It just doesn't make any sense to me. The police are there now. Remember, she, you know, per what y'all are saying on social media, she caught the police. She needed help. She was getting jumped. So instead of walking to the police, she runs to go stab the girl. Not even caring that the police are there. Imagine if she would have stabbed her. She could have killed her. She would have been looking at least a felony assault charge because the police are going to be witnesses. So to the point where she wouldn't even stop to not stab in front of the police and her dad tells me a lot. So her mom coming out and saying that she's gentle and, you know, oh, she's motherly. I don't get motherly vibes from this scene. I get a bunch of chaos and bullshit. Does that mean that she deserved to die? No, absolutely not. But again, it's just, there's something going on with the way everything is constantly being spun in the media and this whole people versus the police. And like I said before, like in the other case, had Micaiah stabbed that girl and the police weren't there, it would have been business as usual. No one would have really talked about it. It's just been another crime that happened in Ohio. But because the police were there is what allowed the story to blow up. Yeah, I heard that she's in foster care. I did hear that she was also in foster care. You know, her biological parents, I guess they weren't in her life. But the whole situation is just crazy. If you really go back and you watch that video, she was in the wrong for trying to stab another black person, another young black girl. So are we just going to ignore that? And then you got people saying that, you know, hey, he shouldn't have shot. Why did he shoot so many times? I don't know. I'm not going to speak on if he should have shot once or four times. I don't know how his gun works. I have no idea. He should have pulled out a taser. In a perfect world, he should have pulled out a taser. But he didn't, because he met her deadly force with his deadly force. So again, it's not worth it. It's just not worth it. The whole situation, okay, like Eric is saying, the Micaiah situation is a lesson on what not to do, if anything. The whole situation is sad. And honestly, the saddest part of it is all of this could have been prevented. Everybody wants to keep screaming, fuck the police. But whenever shit goes down, folks keep calling the police. Why is that? It doesn't make sense. And then they get there to try to de-escalate the situation and figure out what's going on, and y'all continue fighting and carrying on. Why is nobody asking why that grown black man kicked that woman in the back of her head? You know, the whole situation is just, it's sad. It's sad that a young 16-year-old girl lost her life. Because when you think about it, the fight was probably over a bunch of bullshit, a bunch of nonsense that didn't even matter. But the fact that she was still willing to go stab someone is really, really disturbing. So I personally feel this way about the whole LeBron situation. I feel like the reason why he deleted the tweet, he tried to come back and say that he deleted it because it was causing more hate and folks were, you know, coming after him and it was too much. I believe the reason why he deleted that tweet, honestly, is because he saw the video and he had to walk it back. But he's going to try and spin it and act like, oh, it's because I deleted it because of this, this and that. I don't believe that at all. He says, I'm so damn, let me read to y'all what he wrote. He says, I'm so damn tired of seeing black people killed by the police. I took the tweet down because it's being used to create more hate. This isn't about one officer. It's about the entire system. They always use our words, create more racism. I am so desperate for more accountability. Now, that is what LeBron said. And I understand him saying that he's tired of the whole systematic, you know, issues with the police. But I really feel like he deleted that initial tweet, not because of hate, because the real footage came out, the body cam footage came out, and it showed that, you know, him shooting her, they're going to use it and say that it was justified because she was about to attack somebody else with a deadly weapon. And you can say, oh, well, a knife is not as bad as a gun. Well, until you've been stabbed, you can just say what you want to say. But I've known people who've been stabbed. I know few people who've been stabbed and almost died. So a knife can be just as deadly as a gun if you hit somebody in the right artery, you know. So it's really sad. It's the whole thing is sad altogether. OJ Simpson, child, they don't drug him out from the damn grave. He's speaking on the situation and speaking on what LeBron James said. So I want you guys to go ahead and watch what OJ had to say as well.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Tough morning listening to all the criticism that LeBron James is getting. I'm a fan of LeBron. I admire the work that he's done, how he's helped his community and how he's helped his friends and how he's been fighting all of these social issues, especially that systemic racism in the legal system and with the police departments around our country. But you can't fight every battle, you know? You can't, you gotta pick your battles. I mean, it's a war that must be fought. But sometimes you need to take your time and be a little more patient before you comment on some of these bad incidences that are happening with police departments. This one, LeBron should have waited. I'm a little upset with most of the media because they showed us edited versions of what took place with the girl with the knife. They made it sound as if this was another police officer overreacting and killing a young black American. Well, what I saw when I saw the full thing, the police guy had no choice. He responded. We wish he could have pulled a taser. We wish he could have done it in another way. But in that instance, if he hadn't done what he did, it appeared to me if another young American would have had her life taken. And hey, I can't fault what he did. I wish it was different. But I can't fault it. But LeBron, keep fighting the fight. I think we all got to be a little more patient. I'm against defunding the police. I think you just got to redirect some of those funds to better training and maybe dealing with more psychological training. In any event, God bless. Wear your mask, get your shots. I'm just saying.
OJ, shut up. Shut up trying to push that damn shot agenda. I mean, it was just funny because, like, where did OJ come from? So he's doing commentary now? Okay, Juice Man, we see you. Okay. But I mean, he was saying some truth in there is that we have to wait to see the full picture before we just jump on any of these emotional bandwagons. You know, folks are saying, well, those were grown women who came to her house and everything else. Again, the police were called. Why are y'all not dealing with the police? Why are y'all turning up even more once the police gets there? The whole situation just does not make sense. It just doesn't make sense. And it was not needed. It was not warranted. It was not that damn serious for now a 16-year-old child to have lost her life behind. Nunu Nene. I like that name. That's different. She says, after I saw the situation with Micaiah, I had to delete my tweets. Because I can't defend anyone who would attack someone unarmed. Whether she was getting jumped or not, once the police got there, she should have stopped. Exactly. And at least you're honest and you're saying, you know what? you got caught up in the hype of what they were saying on social media. And then once you saw the footage, you went back and deleted your comments. And you know, and I believe the same way you went back and deleted your comments, at least you're honest about it, is why LeBron James deleted his as well. Citizen Sin says, I was literally just speaking on this in a previous video you posted. I'm sick of this fraudulent selective outrage. If they can't use it to push a narrative, they completely ignore it. I agree with you. And I really feel like it's something about the generation that we're living in now. They're trying to cause some type of racial war, divide. Everything is so divisive now. You cannot even, you know, agree to disagree nowadays without people attacking you. If you don't see it the way most people see it or whatever the mainstream media is pushing, you're automatically the bad guy. And it's so unfair. Shireen says, she didn't deserve to die, but if the adults were being adults, she would have been here. They should have stopped the fighting, not encouraging it. He kicked somebody's child coming from a 16-year-old. Thank you. Now, that's a 16-year-old baby who just wrote that. Thank you for the super chat, love. And she's speaking more facts than some adults. You have adults there watching these girls go back and forth and fight. And instead of the adults breaking it up and saying, no, y'all's not doing this here, we're done, let it go, they proceed to egg it on. You know, so it's just really sad. Now they're in the streets marching and demanding justice. You know, I feel like a lot of the adults in her life, they really failed her. I really do. Young Kobe Sen 5, he says, as a former cop, T, there is a public document called Use of Force that people should read to get a better understanding of what the police can do. Thank you so much for that, Young Kobe. I didn't know you were an ex-cop. I appreciate you. Yeah, like he said, y'all go look up that document, read it, and know and understand. Understand the laws. I remember that was one thing. I'm not going to say this person's name, but it was somebody that I was real close to. And they were talking to, you know, like their grandkids. And they're basically saying that, you know, I can't stop you from wanting to do dirt because y'all going to do what the hell y'all want to damn do. But what I'm going to say is this. Before you get involved in doing dirt, understand the consequences of everything that you're doing. So when you get caught up, you can't be shot. You can't blame nobody. You just have to take responsibility for getting caught up. So you want to sell drugs? This is how much you want to move. Understand if you get caught, you're going to serve between 5 to 10 years. You want to go out here and rob people and be a stick-up kid? Understand if you get caught, you can serve this amount of time. It's the same thing like he's saying with the whole police. You have to know if you want to get involved in certain things, you have to know what consequences can come behind that. You know, I thought it was really dope. I thought it was like a really dope thing that they told their grandkids because it made them think, because some people just feel like they can just do whatever. And then when they get locked up and sentenced, then they're shocked. Oh, I didn't know I could be looking at 25 years, you know what I'm saying, for digital rape. I didn't know I could be looking at 20 years for, you know, I only had a knife when I went to go rob that person. I didn't use a gun. You better Google these laws. Sophia Sin 499, she says, OJ, right message, wrong messenger. I agree. OJ's a trip. OJ's a trip. Let's see here. B.L. Sherelle sent 20. She says, what's the sense of having police if they shoot within 30 seconds of arriving? We can do that ourselves. She probably didn't even see the cops when you're fighting. Sometimes you can't hear. He never said police and dropped the knife. Yeah, but, you know, unfortunately, you know, it happened so quickly. It's like nobody was even paying attention to them as they're walking up and they're trying to start the fight. I feel like it was just so much chaos just happening all at one time, you know. But again, everybody keeps saying, defund the police. We don't need the police. So we need to stop calling the police and handle stuff ourselves. So it goes back to me, to my opinion, where I said, like, I feel like the adults felt that situation. Honestly, before she pulled out that knife, it wasn't a situation where they really needed to call the cops. They literally could have just made her go in the house, you know, make the other girls leave the premises. More could have been done by the adults who were there. But what I saw was a bunch of people standing around with cell phones recording the fight until the fight got out of hand. And how many times have we seen that happen in the hood where everybody's out, everybody's watching this, everybody's watching this fight, And then somebody pulls out a gun and there's a shooting. Now everybody's mad. But nobody tried to de-escalate the fight. You know, so the whole thing is just really sad. Let's see here. Scorpio 86 and 20 says, this is why I love your channel. You never run with the narrative. You always wait to see all the facts before saying anything. You apply common sense with it. Keep doing your thing, boo. 1 million coming soon. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to get yourself emotionally invested and stressed and lose sleep behind information that's not fully out there. It just doesn't make any sense to. And it's like the more information comes out, then it's like you got to go back and reevaluate what you said and what you put out there. I'd rather wait for more information to come out than to just jump on something because it's viral. Let's see here. DC says, we cannot excuse being ratchet as exceptional behavior, then had the audacity to march for justice. Thank you so much for that super chat. I appreciate it. Ahub 87 says, I don't like when people come at you sideways, but your responses be funny as fuck. Because y'all know I'm a bootleg comedian. You know what I'm saying? It's not funny, but I've always been the type I can hold my own. You come at me with some bullshit energy, that's exactly what you're going to get back. You know, because I just come out here and I do my thing. I don't like people trying to spread, you know, falsehoods and make up shit. And, you know, just because I don't agree with how you see stuff, now that I'm a Republican, why? Like, that doesn't make any sense. So you're telling me that only Republicans can have common sense and, you know, want to sit back and wait for more information to come out? So you're trying to say that what people, like every Democrat is just dumb and they just run out of emotions? And I'm not a Democrat either, but I'm just using that as an example. You know, so I don't like when people try to like, you know, paint a certain scenario or try to put stuff out there on me just because I like to wait for facts and see things for what it is and call it for what it is. I don't think I need a title for that. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate it. Thank you. Let's see here. Somebody said something about the mods. Mods block. That's why he's a troll. I don't know who that is. Mods better get on y'all's job. Let's see here. Desiree Nicole says her biological sis came out and said she caught the cops pleading for help, saying they were trying to jump her, but they never came. Only when she had a knife did they respond. Well, like I said, we're going to have to wait to see what else comes out in the wash. You know, they are going to do a thorough investigation. But again, when you pull out a weapon in front of the police, you got to be very mindful. Yeah, they could have grabbed the taser and tased her. He chose not to. Just like with the Dante situation. He jumped into the car. In an ideal situation, she should have grabbed the taser. She chose not to. You know, so either way, it's messed up. So we're going to have to wait to see what comes out of this. Let's see here. Dear Ms. T, the grown folks was in the fight. Did you see the dad kick the girl? I just said that. You must have just got here. Thank you for the super chat. Mimi says her sister did a live on Facebook, said that the foster mom called the girls to fight her, and they are her other, they're her old foster kids. And she also said the girl is 29. Thank you for the super chat. Appreciate that. So now, on top of OJ talking about LeBron James and stating his opinion, Candace also came out and she was going off about the situation. She went off on Instagram. She also went off on Twitter, says that LeBron James should lose his sponsorships and that basically he was wrong for that. Now, I'll say this with the whole LeBron situation. I do feel like now it's cool to be woke. And I don't know if I'm wrong to say that, but I really feel like with a lot of these celebrities now this is like the cool thing to be woke, to scream Black Lives Matter and everything else. Because if you guys remember, I don't know if y'all remember this, but a few years ago, Tamir Rice, okay, who hails from his own area, he was killed by the police. 12-year-old boy playing in a park by himself. Police rode up and shot him. And LeBron James was asked about this. And at that time, he claimed that he didn't know the details and never spoke about it, never said anything. And remember, a lot of folks were on LeBron James about that. And they were saying that he was wrong for that. He didn't speak on it. How dare he not at least say something? Even Tamir Rice's mom came out and she spoke about it. I'm going to go ahead and show you guys this video really quick in case you guys didn't hear about this. So I find it very interesting how in 2021, he's jumping the gun, but a few years ago, he wouldn't even speak out about this stuff.
LeBron James and the activists wanted him to speak out and be the face of the Tamir Rice movement. The hashtag movement, No Justice, No LeBron, was started by activists, and they want the basketball player LeBron James to sit out the season until someone is indicted or justice is served in this Tamir Rice situation. Tamir Rice's mother, Samira, stated that she thinks it's quite sad that LeBron James hasn't spoke up about her son. She said, look, I know his children has to eat. I'm not asking him to quit his job, but he at least should put on a shirt or something. And when Roland Martin asked about other athletes as well, she said, yeah, you know, they at least should just speak up, just make a statement. I'm not asking no one to quit their job. So to be fair, Mrs. Rice is very down to earth and real because she's not asking like the activists for LeBron James to put his career on hold and put his livelihood on hold. She said, hey, he at least can just throw on a shirt or just make a statement. And when LeBron James was asked about it after this movement made headlines, he downplayed it, saying that he really wasn't on top of the situation or he didn't know all the details and it's just not a one-person movement. It's a lot of people. And so he kind of played it to the left because he didn't want to face it. But I think that...
Okay, let me come back on the screen. And shout out, we got over 11,000 people in here. If you guys like this stream and feel like I'm speaking the truth, please give a thumbs up. To the ones who don't, that's fine. You can go elsewhere. But yeah, please hit the like button. It's free. So you guys just heard what that gentleman was saying, and that was from like 2016. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like a lot of these athletes and celebrities, you know, they're also pushing, you know, like a lot of this divisiveness and drama, and now it's so cool. Because just a few years ago, he didn't say anything. He claimed he had no idea, you know, didn't say nothing about Tamir Rice. But now in this situation, you know, he's, oh, we're coming after you next. Who asked you to be a social justice warrior, LeBron? Like, calm down a bit. You know, wait for more information. So I just find that very, very interesting to me that this is the times that we're living in. Monique Lowell said 99.99 says respect. That RIP comment got me. Yes, I had to clap back. Thank you so much for the 99.99, sis. I appreciate you. Sean says it's part of the programming. They're taking all the classes out of colleges to make you think and socialize with other people. Anything involving thinking for yourself is slowly being taken away. Oh yeah, I definitely believe that wholeheartedly. You're not allowed to see things differently. If not, you will be lambasted. Let's see here. LB says, hey, T. Tia Becca from Love and Hip Hop said the same thing about the adults being in the wrong for not breaking up the fight. She said Instagram deleted her post for bullying. And oh, my God, I seen that because I follow Tia Becca. I seen it when she wrote it. I didn't know that they deleted it. So, again, if y'all don't see the play here, she basically is saying the same thing I said, that a lot of these people, you know, these adults were wrong. If these were adult women who came to her house to fight her and the foster mom is the one who started all this, again, the adults are wrong. The 16-year-old is dead because of a bunch of adults and their bad behavior and them not breaking up the fight and not doing what was right. Tia Becca said the same thing. And they deleted it for bullying. The censorship is real, that you can't even state the obvious without being punished. Jaden Whedon says, you're not wrong, T. LeBron is hypocritical as F in this situation with China. Thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate it. Miss P sent $9.99 in Czar money. Says, hold up, I can send a super chat now. I love you, T, all the way from South Africa. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming through, love. Appreciate you. Let's see here. Nikisha H says, I'm glad you're back safe, sis. Can't wait to watch the playback. Sending an abundance of love. Thank you so much. Citizen Sin says, they are puppets. They give their opinions. Their handlers direct them to give. How can a man worth hundreds of millions of dollars oppose the same system that writes all their checks? They are the agenda. That's powerful. So now let me also go ahead and break this down to you guys. Okay. This is why I also feel like there's an agenda here to cause even more divisiveness, even more drama, even more of a divide. If you guys do not know, in Minnesota here, okay, while I was on vacation, was it Burnsville? Burnsville was trending all over social media. This was back on the 18th. People were hitting me up and they were saying there's been another police shooting. The police, they don't kill somebody else. The person was just, you know, trying to get away from them. They were going on a high-speed police chase. Oh, they're just trying to get away from them. The police in your city, they're just crazy. This is horrible. You need to talk about this. So I'm just like, what the hell is going on? I'm on vacation, and literally every other day I'm just getting sent gun videos, shootings, people losing their lives, the police killing people. It was getting crazy. So all these white folks, they all show up at the mayor's house. Excuse me, the governor's house, Tim Walz. They show up at his mansion. They all drop a knee. They knelt in a moment of silence over this fatal shooting. Okay? So they were really upset. And this was the same day that the shooting happened. So they all leave Brooklyn Center. Remember, they were all in Brooklyn Center initially, right? They're all marching for the whole Dante situation. So now they hear another police shooting. They all run and strap up their boots, put on their coats and shit. They all run to the scene. They all drive to Burnsville. So now they're there in Burnsville and they're protesting. I'm seeing them on Twitter. They're protesting and screaming and carrying on. And it's another police shooting. Then maybe about 2 hours later, a woman shows up and she speaks to the media and she's like, this is not a police shooting. This mofo tried to carjack me. I could have been killed. Let me go ahead and show y'all this video, child. I just can't.
People's different perspectives and stuff, but being on this side of the track, especially as a black woman, and I'm an ex-police officer, so I understood everything that unfolded as I was here to all that. I knew that they shot him in my car. They wouldn't confirm it, but I already knew it because of experience. But being on this side, I would say that them officers, that they didn't kill him, that they didn't murder him. They didn't have a choice but to shoot him because what they did is they stopped. The guy could have killed me and my six-year-old goddaughter. He could have killed who knows how many people if they wouldn't have stopped him.
They said that he was on his way to Minneapolis. Do you think that this was like trying to come for the decision for, you know, what time of day is coming on?
I don't think that's what it was. He had a couple thousand dollars of cash in his hand. If I had to take my best guess, I'm going to say that he either committed a crime or... either committed a crime maybe before, just guessing, or maybe if he had that much money, he might have robbed.
Let me pause this real quick. Do you guys hear them in the background screaming that the police are racist? Do y'all hear them? That's BLM screaming right now. They killed another black person. They're racist. I'm gonna keep playing it. This is just crazy.
He was just trying to get away. Maybe he would have ditched my car. Who knows? But the fact is, you having that gun, me doing what naturally I knew to do because of my experience and my position, I had to do that. I had to do that because, you know, I had a six-year-old with me. But I'm going to say he was wanting to get drugs or maybe the officers want me. Hold on.
Okay, so now this is some of the video here. This is the chase, I believe. That wasn't the chase video. This is it. It's silent, but you see him. This is the black woman's car that he just jacked. He just jacked her car. He's running. He pulls out a gun and starts shooting at the police. You see him? Shooting. Trying to jack another car. Then they end up shooting him. But this is not, that's not even where it ends. Let me come back on the screen. So this is what was sent to me that day. And I'm just like scared, like what the hell is going on? So then, like I said, they all go down to the governor's mansion. They're kneeling and screaming and upset. Now, at this point, everybody's assuming the carjacker is black because the police officers were white. Child, then it comes out that, guess what? It was a white guy. And they promptly leave the scene and go back to Dante Wright's scene over there in Brooklyn Park, in Brooklyn Center, excuse me. We have a Brooklyn Park and a Brooklyn Center. Child, you can't make this shit up. It says here, Black Lives Matter protesters in Minnesota dropped a knee and set off to march over a fatal police shooting, only to return when they learned it was a white carjacker who had fired at the police, according to reports. Dozens of people were protesting outside of Governor Tim Walz's mansion in St. Paul on Sunday, were filmed by Fox 9, Meta Hicks. As they knelt for a moment of silence over the initial rumor about Sunday's 3 p.m. fatal shooting, protesters kneel after hearing that there was an officer-involved shooting in Burnsville a few minutes ago. Hicks tweeted off of the wild-caught-on-camera armed carjacking in the suburbs. The information had not been confirmed by this group. They're heading there, Hicks said. The man who was killed is believed to be a white man in his 20s who has stolen a car from a woman at gunpoint. They reportedly shot at the police and they chased him. So this was from a few days ago. Long story short, it was a white man. And he carjacked that black woman who was an ex-police officer. So again, do y'all see the play here? Do y'all see like why I just can't get hype behind shit? Because there's always more to the story. And isn't it funny, right? If we're so upset about the police shooting people, okay? He doesn't count. we don't need to march for him, even though he was a criminal in the middle of, you know, he carjacked somebody and shot at the police. Oh, no excuses for him. So like I said, I just feel like there's more to the situation. There's more going on. And I think what's going to happen in a minute is you're going to have a lot of police officers, the ones who are decent, because we're not going to act like every police officer is horrible and they're bad people. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case, we would never call the police. But what's going to happen is the more that these stories get pushed, and especially when they're not in its full context, it's going to make a lot of people not want to join the police force, okay? We say that we want more Black people policing the community and joining the police force so that way they can, you know, police the community that they know and love. It's not going to be happening if these are the stories that are constantly being put out there and constantly going viral. It's going to make people not want to do it. The other day, somebody sent me a news article on how they have robot waiters in Florida. Because if you guys don't know, the job market right now is crazy. A lot of people do not want to return back to work because they are making more money on unemployment than actually working. So a lot of businesses, especially in the hospitality industry, right now they're understaffed. And so they've been bringing in these robot servers, right? So I think what may be happening is eventually you're going to have a lot of humans not wanting to police, and they'll be, you know, be like Terminator. They'll start bringing in robot police and everything else. You know, when you call the police, they may not show up. They're already not showing up. Situations that happen now, the police are taking sometimes 30 minutes to an hour to arrive. They're more reluctant to show up because they don't know what may happen on the other side of that call. You know, will they end up going viral and being accused of something that they may or may not have done? So I don't know. There's going to be some damn RoboCops in the future if we keep going down this way. You know, it just doesn't make sense to me. Instead of waiting for the facts, they said the police just shot some innocent man who took them on a high-speed chase. You could just run around. You could just do a high-speed chase. That don't mean you deserve to get shot. So what about the other people on the highway? who want to make it home to their families. So fuck them, right? Because he wants to go on a high-speed chase. I mean, the excuses that people find for fuckery, it doesn't make any sense to me. People are excusing him. Then once they found out that, no, it wasn't just a simple high-speed chase, he had jacked somebody. He stole her car. Hence why he was driving at a high rate of speed to get away. It's sad. What if he would have killed that Black woman? And you notice it's been swept under the rug. Now that it's come out that it was a white guy, now it's crickets. It's almost like the story didn't happen. But I'm going to talk about it because it took place in my state and I didn't forget it because people bothered me with that story. And then once it came, I'm like, do you see this dude was white and he had carjacked this Black woman? Oh, okay. All right. You were so hyped when you sent me the story. Now it's just, oh, all right, next case. when they send you shit, boy, they be hyped. They be super hyped. I just find that whole situation funny. Let's see here. Irene Rodriguez says, now criminals will feel a little bit more comfortable committing crimes, knowing police will feel hesitant to react when they are called. Shaking my head. I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree. Thank you for the super chat. JoJo said 999 says, hey T, I love your idea behind BLM. I love the idea behind the BLM movement, but it's been overtaken by attention seekers. It's sad to see because there are people like me who take it seriously, but they're pushing a narrative. Yeah, I definitely agree. I think it was really a good thing when they initially started because Black lives definitely do matter. And they're underrepresented, especially when they've been involved in, like, you know, police brutality or, you know, just some type of criminal act that's happened to the Black community. You know, even things like say her name, say his name. Those are good hashtags because these people need to have a voice. You know what I'm saying? Now that they're not here, we need to know their names and what happened to them. But again, it also needs to fit the narrative. And you are right when you say that it seems like it's been taken over by a lot of attention seekers and people who are not really genuine, who just want to just be agents of chaos, stir up drama, stir up a bunch of misinformation because they like the drama. They like the chaotic nature. You know, you'll have people marching for Black Lives Matter during the day and they're serious about a situation. Then as soon as it gets dark, here goes all the agents of chaos wanting to loot and riot. So it's definitely been infiltrated. Even Breonna Taylor's mom was blasting Black Lives Matter last week. She came out and said they were doing all types of little fundraisers and events in the name of her daughter, and they didn't have permission to do it, and they were getting money for this. So it's definitely been corrupted, and I think that's the sad part. Miracle McGovern says there have been other police shootings in Columbus this year. They have been marching for those victims. It's bigger than just Makaya here. Thank you so much for the super chat. Yeah, I mean, like I said, if it's a legitimate police shooting, definitely march. Definitely go out there. Let your voice be heard. But the problem is now we're just mixing any and everything into the mix, even certain ones that may not qualify. You know, but yeah, if there's legitimate ones, people do need to get up and speak out. I definitely agree with that. But we also need to do it for cases like the 7-year-old girl, Jocelyn, the one I just spoke about earlier. Like, that whole situation is sad. And I know they've been doing marches, but I just noticed that the media is not speaking on that situation like they are the other situations that involve the police. And I think that should be just as viral as far as the media is concerned, just because an innocent 7-year-old girl lost her life through no fault of her own. The Dance Valley Sen 5 says, instead of focusing on complying, we need to focus on police officers learning to use less lethal force. Well, in a perfect world, you know, that'd be nice. So we just sit by and hold our breaths and just hope that, you know, they've been trained to use less lethal force. You know, that's not what it is right now. They are trained to use lethal force. So if you want to leave a situation alive, you're going to comply. But to each his own. Maybe y'all are about that life. So anyways, y'all, I've been on here. We had over 12,000 people come through. I've been on here for an hour and a half. I see YouTube is starting to mess with my stream. It looks all grainy and shit. So that is my key to go. You know, when you start speaking real stuff, honey, they start trying to mess with the connection. So I just want to thank everybody who came through. Thank you all for sending the super chats. Thank you guys for the support. I appreciate it. Like I said, I don't care if you agree or disagree. That is your business. I'm just here to speak my truth as I see it, you know, and to just put the information I have out there. And I just think that in this day and age, there's definitely an agenda being pushed and people need to wake up and really understand the facts of each case before allowing themselves to be emotionally triggered. So I'm going to leave on that note. So thank you guys so much for coming through, and I'll talk to you guys later. You guys have a good rest of your day. Bye.